Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the daily limit of the Chofetz Chaim. Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Yonah David ben Shimon Yaakov Halevi, Zecher Tzadik, Kadosh Libracha. We are holding in the psicha of the Chofetz Chaim in Avas Chesed, as he weaves our way through the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, pointing out again, again, and again, all of the references, all of the symbols, all of the inflections of Chesed, which of course signifies and indicates how critical Chesed is in the Avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Parshas Vayera Kula Melea Mimiras HaChesed, the entire Parsha of Vayera, mamash from the first words of the Parsha till almost the very end, are all filled with Chesed. Ki bepasuk echad mayri me'inin biker chaylim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, kevayachol, came to be mevaker Avram Avinu. And of course, what was Avram Avinu doing? He was waiting for the malachim, for orchim. Va'achar kach in hachnasas orchim. V'goydo zirizusoy shal avinu alzeh. He shachted three bakar, chema, lushi vasi ugois. He made a full meal for a bunch of Arab travelers who he had never met. V'kozehu bichla gebilas chasodim. And it's all included in chesed. After that, ha'idilanu hakar kosov. Shechibas Hashem yisbarach la'avram haya ba'avur. Why did Hashem love Avram so much? It's true he rediscovered him as the only God in the world. But says the Pasuk, it was something else that caused an immense ahava for Avram Avinu. Asher yitzave es bonav es beisei achara v'shomru derech Hashem lasa it's tzedakah u'mishpat. It's because Avram was the pinnacle of tzedakah u'mishpat. V'yaduah sha'achesed hu gamkin mechlal tzedakah v'galu imenu u'kmesh amru chazal in sukkah. So he loved Avram for the chesed. But Vayera is not done yet, says the Chofetz Chaim. You have Hachnasas Orchim, you have Biker Cholim, but you have more. Vegami Mashe Bikesh Avram, Lifnei Hashem Yisparach Al Stoim. I mean, think about it for a minute. We've read this Parshas Vayera 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, maybe 80 times, maybe even more. You ever think about what Avram did? He davened for a city that was filled with Rishayim. And there are 50 righteous people. There are 40, there are 30, there are 20. I mean, who cares? Let the city perish. Maybe there were 50,000 Rishayim and 40 or 20 Yidden. He was davening to save the whole city, not just to save the Tzadikim. Why did he do that? He should have let the city perish in all of their wickedness and all of their evil. We see that's not the case. Sheyisa avoinim, he davened to Hashem that he should forgive their sins. Be meichel. There are veros, and not to destroy them. He pleaded again and again and again. What do we learn from this? As Lamanu eich adam lehetiv lebnei adam, any people that were able to be meschased or able to bestow and bequeath kindness, we must bekol ma shiuchal in any capacity that we can. Hainu af lehespala aleihem. And I think this Yisoid of the Chofetz Chaim is a great message for the end of the week, as we conclude another beautiful week of learning the Avodah of Chesed. A lot of times we give Chesed to people who are righteous, who are Yashar, who are people that maybe, in our eyes, deserve the Chesed. They're honest, they're Erlich. Many times those who need Chesed are not the most ideal people. Maybe they're not the most righteous. Often they're not the most popular or the most wanted. Often they're people that perhaps live a lifestyle that we disagree with. And therefore we feel, why should we give them chesed? Why should we take care of them? They should change their ways and they'd be better off. There's no bigger raya, no bigger discrepancy than Avram and Sdaim. Avram was as far from the Bnei Sdaim as we are from the sun. Yet he brought himself closer to these people and try to save them. Try to remember that the next time you have to help somebody and the opportunity is in front of you and you're uncomfortable. You feel maybe they don't deserve the chesed. Maybe they made their own bad decisions. They should live with those consequences. Maybe they're not good people and that's why they're suffering. That's an inappropriate approach to take. Do the chesed b'lev shalim. Follow the ma'ase of Yisim Labonim of Avram Avinu, and then truly we will be in the fashion of a Kaddish Baruch Hu of Balach the Bedrachav. The schus of the Sima should be for our friends, for our families, for our kilos, and for all of Kai Yisrael. Have a wonderful Shabbos.